Hey, come back to the project. There's something really heavy right here I want to showcase. This is the bag. This is that luggage bag that I keep talking about. And it's very heavy, and I'm resting it on, basically I'm supported entirely right now by one leg, my left leg and shoulder. It's quite heavy. I bring this up pretty much every day. And I look like a lunatic. Pretty sure plenty of people have mentioned in the public, what is this guy doing? But, that's what it is. So this bag here, I have to showcase. We want to talk about stitching it together because it's been through a lot. And it's actually two bags. One on the outside, exterior. You can barely see it. They're kind of blended together now at this point. But one of the straps here, first of all, was broken and torn off. And so we had to find a way to attach the strap again. And because first time we tried to attach it, we reattached it to a place that is very weak. That's actually the original location, however. It tore an even greater hole. Not only the strap break, but then it tore, after reattaching it, it tore the pocket of one of these seals open. And so we had to stitch together, and then we had to think of a better place to attach the strap. And so I just want to highlight some several things before I place it down. We have to cover this in the first 90 seconds of the video because it's really heavy. I can't contain it like this for that long. So first of all, this is probably the strap I want to mention here. Strap over here. I can move the camera a little bit. This way you see it better. Just gonna move it down a little bit. Careful not to disconnect the camera. Over here, see this little red tab? That's the strap that was originally torn off. It's actually supposed to be over here. Original placement was really poor. It was around a pocket here that's very weak. You can see it's open here. I want to showcase that. And attaching here is a really bad idea because it just slips off. With the thread is not enough to hold the entire bag because I carry so much heavy stuff. So I have now instead attached it over here, where there's a very thick wire. It's like a fiber wire, like a not fiber, but plastic. So it's not fabric. And so it's very sturdy. And inside I've used a lot of different things. So first I had to use steel wire to tie together the straps. And then I used some adhesive tape to cover up the steel wire because it can be a hazard. It can, you know, really cut into me and stab me. After I seal it, I tie these two together. Tie the strap to the plastic border with a steel wire and then cover it with adhesive tape, then with general duct tape, like warehouse tape, and then finally wrap it with this self-adhesive red strap here. So now this is snug, and then I used some chain links from Dollarama, and I have taken all four straps and bound them all together. So that's the main highlight of part one of trying to fix this. That aside, we also had on the left hand and right hand side here. In the previous video, we talked about the security alarm improvised. And so on the top left here, we have the adhesive tapes in the produce bag. So it's all here. We want to get rid of this by finishing the alarm improv compartment at the library. Same thing on the right hand side here, or your left. Is this my right as well, actually? Is this foam? Again, I made a joke, like C4. It's not C4. YouTube's gonna take down my video, but anyways, it's just a foam stuff, foam cleaner that we use to hopefully attach the alarm. Hopefully it'll be more sturdy. So that's where they belong right now. They don't belong there, sorry. They're just here for now. When I'm done making the alarm compartment, hopefully I'll put back in storage. And so here is the compartment that's open, where there's a 6-inch, or I think 25 centimeter roughly, gap, because after the strap fell off, I tied it back here, and then it was still too heavy to bag, so it didn't change anything. It just ended up tearing the entire pocket open over the course of 2 weeks. It got worse and worse. And so what I want to showcase last but not least is this pocket down here. Before I put this down, it's very heavy. Down here where my left hand is right here, I'm shaking it right now. There's some sewing equipment you can see very barely. And there's like a little red. You see that red right here where my thumb is? All right, I'm gonna put this down, pause the video, and All right, so this is what it was. We have this 1, 2, 3. Here's the sewing stuff. And here's the bag on the floor. I dropped it and made a huge ass thud. I don't like to do that kind of stuff, but it was really, really heavy. So you can see the bag right there where my elbow's pointing right now. And my hands are kind of full. It's just right there. There's the bag. And the first compartment's open. So, as well as the second compartment on the side. So here's the sewing equipment from the Dollarama dollar store. You can pick it up any dollar store kind of stuff. But basically, this is, I think we covered it before. If we didn't, then we covered it. We're covering it now for sure. So this costs about $3. These sewing rolls here, the thread rolls, not sewing rolls, reminds me of Alcarid in RuneScape. The crafting skill in a very retro game called RuneScape, if you guys still know. There's a crafting skill where you had thread and a needle and you could create like archery equipment. That's kind of, I didn't think I was going to talk about that, but you know, that's life. So here is the thread and needle needed to make your needed to craft your level 99 equipment. Anyways, there's 5 rolls here. One of them's missing. It's a navy blue. There's 2 black, 2 white, 1 navy blue. This was about $1.75 before tax, so about $2 after. Very cheap stuff. But you can see this is enough thread to last you, I don't know, probably years, probably a full decade if you don't sew regularly. I don't. It's only to fix stuff. I know how to sew, but only basics to stuff. And then on this side, we have a actual whole sewing kit, and this one costs like $3.75, so after tax, like $4 something. Very cheap altogether. It's just like $6, and you can sew anything that you need to make minor fixes, so such as the strap there, as well as the large hole that was easily sealed. Again, I used a black thread here, by the way. I'll pull one out. I used this one, and you can tell that there's basically no size difference. I sealed up a 6-inch using, you know, 6-inch, this triple the length, 18-inch, like about a meter and a half worth of thread, and it doesn't look like it's been touched at all. That's how much thread there is. And over here we have, this one's a lot more comprehensive, this thread here, this kit. So you can see, if I open this one, I'm going to showcase the camera if I can. The resolution sucks, I apologize, I know. It's a Haute Couture brand from Dollarama, both of these. And you can see here, there's like a, you can see from the luster, from the shininess, that there's basically at least 20 different needles in here. Not 20, but at least 15 different needles of different sizes. Some longer, some shorter, you know, most roughly about 1 inch in length. Some thin, some wide. And yeah, that's that. And some have a larger hole for you to string the thread through. That's one I used. And you spin the cap here, pull out the tape and you spin the cap, and it's opening, and then you can pull out the thread. I pull out the needle from one of the openings here. So that's the Haute Couture top, but inside is a whole case of all these. At least looks like a gun turret round, a machine gun round turret. You know, one's, you know, but basically there's at least 13 colors, it seems, 12 colors of thread. You can go through all colors of the rainbow and shades and tints. So you have this red to pink. I tried to sort them by color, but before they weren't organized like this. Red, pink, gold, yellow, light green, evergreen, navy blue, aqua blue, light blue, gray, cream, not beige, but cream. And there's a silver one, and black. I don't say white because it's actually kind of silvery. But anyways, all these colors are far less. You can tell that the reason I bought this is because this has a lot more thread. This will last me a full decade. These rolls is only enough to last you for maybe a single fix, or one or two fixes at most. It's not gonna last very long. On the inside, however, there's these interesting things, the little, so all the things associated with sewing and crafts. So for example, they have this measuring tape here, and I didn't know it was included here, but I needed to purchase a measuring tape. I have one of those hardware construction handyman ones that are retractable. It's a steel recoil tape, But that's not good for, let's say, if you're doing calisthenics and fitness and you want to do measurements of your body around your arm, right? You know, like a 30 centimeter, whatever, in diameter, whatever. I'm pretty sure that's more like the thigh length or whatever, your waist length. 30 centimeter arms. Nah. But 30 centimeter like waist or whatever. So you're gonna, there's a measuring tape now. I didn't know it was included, but now I don't have to buy measuring tape. That's great. So you can see here. And not the handyman measuring tape, but the crafts kind of like that. And over here we have a bag of associated sewing type materials. So we have inside like a orange cap. I don't know what that's for. Probably for protecting yourself against some wires. I'm not sure. There's also two buttons here. Three buttons. Black, a small black one, a small white one, and a colored, a brown and hazel mixture colored button. Three buttons here. In addition, and I'm not gonna take them out because they'll make it lost. There's also a tiny little scissor right here, again for making cuts to the thread. And then there's also, in addition to the buttons and the thread and the cap, there seems to be some stuff that I don't know what they're for. One seems to be almost like a coin, but I can tell that it's used for, there's a little, very thin, you can't see, a little loop that just bends. It's a metal loop. And what I think it is you're supposed to string the thread onto that and then push it through the needle. So this is supposed to help you string the thread through the needle. A very interesting tool. I've never seen this before. And then there's also, these are buttons, I realized, but not buttons for the, they're not threaded buttons where you push it through a hole. These are buttons that you clip on, metal buttons. So it's a very nice little compartment. It's very handy. We have all these different little tools. And I believe the sad part is I actually bought one of these before, but have it placed somewhere inside a storage unit. Didn't know where I placed it. And so I had to buy these again because I wasn't going to go sift through everything after just moving out all that stuff. And so we had this. We used it. We sewed together the compartment inside the bag. And it's looking... now there's... I didn't finish the entire 6-inch seal. There's still another inch left. And I think I realized now that it wasn't 6 inches, but more like 8 inches. It's 8 inches all the way across and then looped down a little bit. And I didn't finish that last bit there. So it's more like 8 inches. And then I still have 1 inch left, which I'm going to finish it at a different branch of the library. So that's that. And people are going to look at me funny again, but here it is, sewing equipment, stuff like that. A little storytelling, by the way. A few of the librarians, or the pages, not the librarians, were laughing. They saw me sewing, and they're like, "Wow, this weird dude right here sewing." And I'm not sure exactly what they're saying. They're laughing. They're trying to suppress it, and then everyone else is like, "Sighing, that's good to hear." The rest of people were gossiping about it, but they weren't laughing. The pages, the two of them were. And once they started laughing, everyone just kind of went really quiet. Anyways, and then they're trying to control, suppress it. And like, it's all. And then they start talking about, there are in this particular district of the city, there's a lot of people here. Oh, look, there are some books here. Oh, look, here's one on Sri Lankan culture. There are people all different cultures of the world here. It's so hard to listen to. Like, oh, there are people here who are Sri Lankan and they're Chinese people, just... it's this Andrew Schulte. They're trying to, like, we're trying to be respectful. They're laughing. They're trying to, like, make it seem not, like, not too heavy. And I was like, if you laugh, you laugh. It's just not too... You might as well not say all that stuff. That just makes it really obvious. If it's funny, it's funny. It was funny. So, but I didn't find sewing to be particularly funny, because I grew up with this kind of stuff. But I imagine that only grannies sew. Maybe that's why they thought it was funny. And, it reminds me of this Andrew Schulte thing during his infamous comedy special. He says, we have to respect all the cultures of the world. when things are going well, and then when they're not, it's like, we might need a little bit more democracy up there, Biden. Anyways, so that was kind of a little bit of a throwback to Andrew Schulte. when they're talking about cultures, and I was like, you guys don't need to say all that stuff. But that's kind of what happened when I was swimming at the library as well. So there's a little bit of storytelling behind this as well. But for the most part, it was about the bag, it was about the sewing kit. I'm glad to include a little bit of comedy as well. So that's it. And this took a little bit longer than I would have liked. It's 15 minutes. I said I was going to try to keep things down to about 10 minutes, but, you know, it's whatever, you know. We covered what we needed to, and we still haven't covered everything that we needed, that we would like to, ideally, because there is the Brinks lock. There's some gift stuff, items in the bag that we received from my friend, and we'll cover that in the next episode. So if you are going to shows or who does stuff like this and crafts, and if you have any jokes to share, I've been watching a little bit. I've learned about a new comedian just a couple days ago, Matt Rife. I don't know. If you want to share a little bit about stand-up comedy that you like to watch, your particular favorite comedians, do you like Kevin Hart and stuff like that? Do you sew? Do you craft? Do you fix up your own bag? Are you a bit of a handy person yourself? Whether it's something more light like fabrics versus handyman tools, you know, there's in the previous episode to this one, I mentioned installing a security alarm. So either one, are you more like a handyman person? Do you know crafts as well? Do you do both? How do you find having these skills? And again, there's a little bit of gamer throwback as well to RuneScape, then level 99 crafting skill. But you also have the smithing skill and the construction skill. These are all things I find, of course, are not as useful nowadays. They're more like hobbies, but you can also do this professionally. So anyways, and if you have a job like that, that's also what you want to share, we'd love to hear that. So that's it. 16 minutes, 17 minutes, and I'll see you in the next one. I'm going to leave now. There's, ironically, I made 4 videos, all this stuff. Not a single one of these am I going to spend the most of my day. Most of my day we spent on things that I haven't even covered yet, that are, you know, having to do with even greater priorities, like far greater priorities, like housing and caseworkers and relationship with professionals, and still for some reason my accountant, I need to call him as well, and yeah, and the government and stuff like that. So all right, that's it. So I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace, and yeah, slice of life in real life, VR paradox.